What is up, guys? I am so excited to do this recording, and I hope you all enjoy it. So, let's start with my first story. This is probably when I was around 8 years old. I went to Oregon with my family, which is where half my family lives right now, because that's half my family on my dad's side. And so I was going there. I was so excited and pumped. I love Oregon so much. And so when I got there, my uncles, they're twins, and they don't really look similar anymore, but they used to really. And I love them both. But one of them had just gotten married. That's why we were going down there. So they were getting married, and I was so excited. Except to their wedding, I had to wear a dress. Oh my god, I hated that. It was a blue short dress, and I had to wear a weird hair crown thingy, and it was all made of flowers, and I was supposed to look pretty. I was the flower girl at 8 years old, and I even thought it was dumb. I do not like going to weddings. Unless I get to sit down basically the whole time. I mostly felt bad for my brother, though. He kind of had to be the ring bearer, and I don't think he liked it. Or was he? Was he the ring bearer? I think so. Yeah. So, we were at the wedding, and as soon as I'm done, I take off my hair crown thingy, just like throw it onto the ground. I then learned that we still had to take photos. My mom was not happy with me at all. She was like, "Why did you do that? Why'd you take it off?" And I was just sitting there, not doing anything. And since we were in Oregon, this dress came with cowboy boots. These aren't normal cowboy boots. These have heels. Heels with cowboy boots. Heels and cowboy boots don't go together. At all. They are very uncomfortable. I didn't even get to wear my cowboy hat. That was my favorite thing at that time. But anyways, once it was over, so I get car sick. And we were out in the Dalles, and I didn't know what to do because it was a 2-hour drive to our rented house. And I'm like, what do I do now? I feel so sick because this was like an hour into the drive, and I'm like, I feel so sick. We stop at the side of the road. I get out, feeling a little nauseous, can't throw up. So I get back in the car. 15 minutes later, we go onto the side of the road again. I can't throw up. So I basically just put in front of my face a big, huge, like, iPad thingy and just watched, I think it was The Incredibles, the first Incredibles. Yeah, that was my, like, favorite movie back then. I loved Dash and Violet the most, though. And so basically, I'm just watching that, and I fall asleep. The iPad is on my face when I wake up, and I'm not a very heavy sleeper if I'm not tired. So basically, I'm just like, well, why would I do this to myself? And I'm 8 years old. I don't think that's supposed to be normal for an 8-year old. And so we just get back in the car and keep driving. And by that time, we were only about half an hour away, so I just stayed up and looked out the car window, and it was kind of dark out, so I couldn't really see. And yeah, basically it was that. And so when we got back, we were staying at a place, well, it was basically a rental house. It was supposed to be on a lake. Sadly, that was like when the drought was and in Oregon, and the lake was like pushed back a half a mile. I'm just like, why did we go here when it said it had a lake? And plus, the kids, me, my brother, and my sister, we had to sleep on the, like, second floor. The way up was a ladder. And that was, like, I don't even know how high anymore. I'm in seventh grade, and I don't even know how to do math anymore. Just great. And so, basically, it's really high up, and I'm so tired and feeling nauseous still from the car ride because I decided to read behind my parents' back, and I'm just, like, trying to climb up the ladder, and I'm, like, about to fall off. I can feel myself, like, slipping a little. I'm just, like, holding on as tight as I can. I'm so thankful that I didn't fall. But when I got up there, there was this, like, little TV thing. And so, basically, we were watching VHSs. VHSs are, like, the big, huge box things. If anyone under the age of 18 is listening, then you probably don't know what this is. But it's a VHS is basically a CD that is a box with all this mechanical stuff in it, then you put it into a VCR and watch stuff. My favorite movie, actually, at that time, was The Mask. The Mask is where this guy finds, like, an old mask, and then he puts it on for some stupid reason, and he basically turns into a green guy that can do anything. He's like a cartoon character. It was awesome to me. And I loved it so much, and I have no idea why. And so I'm just watching that. I don't even know what time it is anymore. And yeah, that was like my favorite time. So here's another story. This is when I was not such a smart child. I was 2 years old, maybe three at the time, and I had this little pink Dora chair that my grandma had gotten me. So I was over at my grandma's. I was about 2 to 3 years old, and I'm sitting in that chair. I'm a stupid child. I decide to lean back on her hard floor. I lean back too far. The chair snaps on its back legs. I hit my head on a coffee table, and then I fall onto the hard floor. And somehow it ended up by my eye. I think I was either leaning forward or backward, but the legs just snapped and I hit my head right above my eye, and I was bleeding everywhere. My grandma was in the shower. She heard that. She comes running out with her towel around her. She calls my mom and dad, and basically I have a scar from that now. And I was told I didn't cry. Maybe I was just in shock or something, but I have no idea why. So, I don't have a lot of friends. Well, to me, that is. A lot of people consider us friends, but I don't really think so. So, I had one friend through kindergarten through fifth grade. Yeah, I don't think that's healthy for a child. But I was always told, I'm such a good kid. What went wrong? So basically, I only had one friend, and throughout the years. So I go to a German school. It's a German immersion where half my classes are in English, half my classes are in German. So I can speak really good German since kindergarten. And so she's from Russia. She's my only friend. She moves away over the summer. I don't have any other friends. Yeah, sixth grade was not good for me. I made some stupid decisions without her. We're 11 hours apart, now 12 because we just had daylight savings. And so I have no more friends. I'm like, what do I do? Choose the most like popular kids, choose the most unpopular kids, or choose the people in the middle. I choose whatever she is. she's my really good friend, I guess, but her name I'm not going to say yet. Maybe she'll be in another episode of this if this does well, but she's like my best friend, basically. She's like a rebound best friend, and we're still good friends to this day. Not as good friends as we were in sixth grade, but like last year, but still good friends. Last year, oh, my teacher hated me. Well, she didn't hate me. She hated my friend. And so she and I, we both knew sign language, at least a little bit of sign language. In the middle of class. So this is when our teacher didn't really know us as friends. And so we're just like talking to each other all the time. She puts us on opposite sides of the room. We find a way to communicate with sign language. We're just like, so we're just like signing with our hands. Like, oh, what's going on? Why is she being like this? And, yeah, we do know curse words in sign language, but we don't really use it a lot. At least I don't. But our teacher, she did not like my friend at all. She would go up into her face, literally right in her face, and just go, "Stop talking with her. You're being such a little," like, she would curse at us too in German, because that was our German class. Now I understand when people say that Germans are a little open with their expressions. I don't really get that with my other teachers that much, though, my other German teachers. But it was her. She hated all the kids in my class. So we used to go on these walks outside for one of our classes. I think it was like CT. And we also had to talk about our feelings in that class. I hated that so much. It was not fun at all for me. Mostly because I'm an introvert. I'm really big introvert. I'm like, probably one of the biggest introverts in my school. Mostly because I don't really have many friends. I have a few, not many, a few. And even now, since I have two younger siblings, my brother and sister, like I've mentioned before, since I have them, my teacher, their teachers that used to be my teachers are always like, "Oh, so you're gonna be a good child and not talk at all and not have any friends?" My sister goes up, "Not a chance." So she's not an introvert. She's an extrovert, a huge extrovert. And she talks a lot to her friends. And basically, my old teacher, she just goes, like, so they were in a parent-teacher conference, and she tells my sister, like, "I don't even have trouble with you two and calling you each other's names because you're so different. Like, Haley," oh shoot, I just said my name. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, so my name is Haley, I'm gonna call myself, because, like, I'll just say that. And so, basically, I don't even have trouble, like, with calling you guys each other's names. Like, you're so different. Your sister, she used to be such, like, a little quiet child. And my first grade, I had to be with the older kids. I had to be with the second graders in first grade because I was a smarter child than all the rest. And I hated it. I hated it so much because I didn't know how to know anyone, basically. And it was not fun at all. And so, yeah, and that was basically one of my worst years at school. So I'm pretty sure most people, if you're listening to this in the lower 48s, which is what Alaskans call basically every other state below us, then you won't really call yourself the lower 48s. Mostly because I'm probably, you guys would probably think that I live in a world of snow. That's not true. It was raining yesterday. And we don't even get that much snow anymore. Unless you go to, like, Fairbanks. Which, that actually might get a lot of snow. It gets freezing cold, though. And so, basically, I'm just here. And you can't even build an igloo. How do you people expect us to build igloos? A funny story from my mom that she told me. She was just down in Vegas, for a girls' trip with her friends. And so it started snowing in Vegas. And basically everyone started asking her where she was from because no one recognized her. And she just goes, "Oh, I'm from Alaska." And so the people just go, look at her, just walk up, go, "So you're the ones that brought it here." My mom's thinking, like, do you think that we can bring snow? Did we put it in a bag and just bring it with us? Meanwhile, it's colder there than it is here. And I don't understand. But yeah, this is probably where I'm going to end it. I'll tell you guys more about my life. And the next episode, please watch this if you're bored, I guess. Or listen, I guess, is what it is. But anyways, yeah. Listen to this, and bye.